Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 5 of the Jake and Ree show. I'm promoting you to co-host now, Ree. It's no longer the JA3K podcast.
Wow.
I know, it's a huge honor. So today we're going to talk about Neon Genesis Evangelion, which we just finished watching. And we also finished watching the movie The End of Evangelion. But I guess there's a new series of 5 movies out that we haven't watched yet, so maybe we'll have to watch that and review that later.
Yeah, as soon as we finished the show and the movie, well, when we finished the show, we had to watch the next thing, and now that we finished the movie, we need to watch the other thing, because there's just, like, so many things that came up, and we don't have any answers.
Yeah, it's, like, kind of a confusing show. Like, we watched the end of the show, and I was like, wait, what just happened? Maybe if we watch the end of Evangelion, it'll become more clear. And then we watched that, and I was like, wait a minute, what just happened? So yeah, there's a lot of unanswered questions, I think, that we don't really understand. We maybe should have done our homework. I know Gwern has compiled every interview the creators have ever done. So I think all of the questions we might have actually been answered by the creators, but we'll just feel our way through it. High level, though, I think the show is really great. I really recommend it. It's like an amazing experience.
Yeah, I think that some of the things were lost on me when I watched it, but I'm looking forward to thinking about it more, and maybe as we talk about it and stuff, we'll have new insights. Because I think that, like, there was a lot of symbolism in the show, and, like, these odd scenes that obviously have some sort of meaning, I just haven't really thought about it.
Yeah, like, why is Misato's roommate a penguin?
Yeah. And, like, towards the end of the show, it comes increasingly more psychological, and they include, like, actual scenes of Japan, like, videos.
Oh, yeah, like streets and movie theaters, yeah.
So, like, they do that more and more throughout the end, and I think in the movie, they might do that as well.
Yeah. Just, like, a few seconds in the final episode of the show, right? And then in the middle of the end of Evangelion. Yeah, what were they trying to say with that? Like, were they, like, breaking the fourth wall and being like, this is some parable about human separation in the modern era. Let's turn the camera on you to reflect on your own isolation, or, like...
Yeah, I got that as well, because they had a couple of scenes where there was a movie theater. It was, like, the movie theater, but the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, and someone in the audience, like, waved at the camera. It was very jarring.
Yeah. Yeah, they looked directly at the camera and had some sort of, like, hand sign or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you wanted to describe the show a little bit. I guess it's, like, a fairly old show, so probably a lot of people have seen it.
Oh, yeah, we're going to give massive spoilers. I guess we've already given some spoilers, but yeah, you should probably watch the show before you listen to this.
You can find it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now. Yeah, actually, I've been meaning to watch it for a while, and I couldn't find it on, like, random anime sites. I remember, like, in high school, I would watch anime on, like, I want to say animefreak.tv, but I think, like, it's been taken down. I remember, like, all these links had, like, 20 mirrors, and, like, they kept being taken down, and buffering was horrible, and... But now maybe everything's on Crunchyroll. I don't know. Maybe this is like a very 2010s description of the internet. I think things are pretty different now.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long Netflix will have this show, so you should watch it while you still can.
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed it, and there's a lot to talk about, which we probably won't be able to go over, but... We know, like, the names of the main characters. We probably won't go into a lot of the, like, I don't know, lesser characters.
What was the name of the penguin? Pepe?
Pen-Pen.
Pen-Pen, right. Pen-Pen, the penguin.
The star of the show.
Yeah, the star of the show. Pen-Pen was, like, half dog, half roommate, I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they took baths, but they also ate out of a dog bowl.
Yeah.
And Pen-Pen was the only animal in the show, right? Like, wasn't even a dog or a cat or anywhere?
No. Well, they had a shot of an actual cat.
Oh, yeah. That was weird. Yeah, so the show gets like increasingly abstract over time. In the beginning, it's just like, all right, get in this robot and fight this other robot. And yeah, so the robots are called angels. And I guess.
No. Evangelions.
Oh, well, they're both kind of robots. Well, like the first angel is basically just a giant robot, right? But then the angels get increasingly abstract, and then later they're like just strands of DNA and weird emotional states and just a random boy.
Oh, you mean the angels?
Yeah, the
I thought you
angels.
said the robots.
Oh yeah, I guess I called the angels robots, but yeah.
Oh yeah, I wanted to talk about the angels. Like, something that I don't get about the show is that, like, how did everything start? Like, they always talk about the second impact, but I don't understand what, like, the Adam and Lilith are. Like, they have this, like, secret angel in the basement of Nerve, which is the headquarters of this whole organization. Or, like, yeah, Nerve HQ. And they have this angel, like, and there's a lot of, like, religious symbolism, so it's, like, on a cross, like, crucified down in their basement or whatever, and it's supposed to be Adam, but I don't know, like, how that happened. Like, did Adam, was, like, Adam the first angel and came to Earth, or, like, they said that humans were also angels, but was that just, like, a metaphor, or was that, like, a literal thing?
Yeah. Something that just occurred to me is that they always refer to the second impact, but there's no discussion of a first impact.
Yeah.
Did the first impact happen at like the beginning of history and that caused life to form on Earth? Or do they just don't talk about the first impact because the second impact is more important and came after? Yeah, maybe that's it though. Yeah, because I think like they talk about the angels as being other visions of humanity that could have been, and if the angels ever fuse with Adam, they will cause like the end of humanity and I guess the birth of a new race of angel-inspired beings. But yeah, so I'm not actually sure what Adam is, but Lilith, I guess, is the source of humanity, and it's like some guy in their basement. And it was like something that Ikari pulled on Seal, right? That he like swapped out Lilith and Adam. Because isn't it the case that like the last angel got to the basement and I was like, what the fuck is this? This isn't Adam, this is Lilith. Fucking bamboozled.
Yeah.
Now kill me, Shinji.
Well, so that guy, what was his name? Like, Hataro or something?
Otaru? Yeah, I think so.
He, like, kept looking at Rei, and, like, they had, like, the same eyes, and, like, he was like, yeah, we're the same thing. But we find out later that Rei is, like, some sort of creation from Ikari or something. Like, somehow, like, Ikari is so attached to Rei, and I thought that somehow Ikari put his dead wife, like, into an Eva, or, like, into Rei somehow, or, like, maybe Rei was, like, his long-lost daughter because they were planning on naming their baby Rei if it was a girl. But I don't know, like, exactly, like, how Rei was created, but somehow, like, Rei and that one, the last angel, were, like, related. Do you remember him,
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
saying that they were, like, the same and they had the same red eyes?
Yeah, so Seal sent him, right? So he must have been somehow created and not found. I guess the other angels are sort of just found, or like they found Earth, but then Seal created this last angel and sent it over for reasons.
Yeah, and SEAL is the organization that is, like, against Nerve, and they're, like, a group of old men, basically, who tell Nerve what to do, but Ikari kind of goes against what they want.
Yeah, at some point they talk about restoring their human form. I think they like somehow lost their bodies. There's like 12 of
Oh.
them, and in the beginning you see like three or four of them with Ikari as like holograms, like and they're in some futuristic conference room. But then later they mostly appear as like server racks, like monoliths
Yeah.
from Space Odyssey, kind of. So yeah, I think somehow they might have lost their body and they like delegated their authority to Nerve because they aren't really like against Nerve. Like operationally, I think Nerve is supposed to be their agent in the world, and then somehow Ikari turns against them.
Yeah, I always thought, like, in the beginning of the show, the SEAL group, like, was like the stakeholders or whatever, like they were like some businessmen providing the money for Nerve, and that's how they were able to like tell Ikari like what he should and shouldn't do. But then like when Seal kind of tries to take over Nerve completely with brute force, like I don't know like really their relation anymore. And also another thing is that the logo for Seal is the same as like the face of Lilith. Like they have like that same triangle with the eyes.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, so Lilith was created. Yeah, I'm remembering like one of the final episodes of the series where they had like the footage of, I guess, Lilith being born and him like coming out. Yeah, so Seal created Lilith or something, and then that caused the second impact and then caused the angels to congregate. Maybe.
Wait, what was what being formed?
Lilith, right? There was like, yeah, the like Misato found the video somehow. Maybe.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Itachi shared it.
It was like the, like we in one of the episodes we see like some video clip or whatever of the like how the second impact started, but like there isn't like anything. There's just like voices that tell us what is going on. Well, the subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't remember like scenes of Lilith in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought we saw like his hands kind of come out.
Right.
We like don't see him doing anything.
Oh.
Yeah, it's actually a little unclear to me because like I think they created him, but then how did he end up in their basement? Shouldn't they have served him? I thought he was some kind of god. But he just, like, sits in a chair doing nothing for... Or no, he sits on a cross with, like, some...
No, he's crucified.
Yeah. Oh, wow, wait. So, how is this... So he's, like, the second coming of Jesus, and then they crucify him? Wow, that's pretty on the nose.
Yeah. But, so this is Lilith, then, right?
Yeah, I think this is Lilith. So we never see Adam, right? They just talk about Adam, and then, like, actually there was no Adam?
I don't know. I don't know what this is. Was Adam, like, the angel that started the human race or something? And then it's just, like, that was the first impact, and there's just, like, some general knowledge of that. But then, like... In the end of Evangelion, the movie, there's, like, some sort of, like, smaller planet inside Earth.
There is? You mean, like, where they have the pyramid building?
No. Like, remember how Rey, like, when Rey merges with Lilith...
Oh, yeah.
She takes out this, like, ball within Earth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I wonder if that's, like, somehow related to... Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all very confusing.
Yeah, I think I have more questions than I have answers for this show. Because, I don't know, like, there's so many questions related to this science fiction, like, plot. But then, like, how the directors wanted it to end was, like, purely psychological, right?
Yeah, yeah, and, like, the endings between the movie and the show feel, like, very different, not only in, like, how they're put together and what they depict, but also, like, in, like, what the actual final emotional impact of it is. Like the show ends with everyone surrounding Shinji being, like, congratulations, congratulations, and I guess they, like, I don't know, I guess we're supposed to imagine that humanity has, like, kind of melded into a supermind where everyone, like, feels accepted and knows each other, and it's, like, some kind of utopian ending. But then, like, the ending of the end of Evangelion has, like, Asuka and Shinji as the last two humans, and Asuka's, like, disgusting to Shinji, so it's just, like, Shinji's just, like, all alone forever. There's only one other person in the world, and they hate him. Pretty different endings.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, like, with the literal ending of the movie, like, everyone wanted an ending to that plot. But it's like Shinji goes through all this work to try to find like self-love or something, like self-compassion, and then like in the end, like what he wished for was like everyone, I don't know, to be together or something like that, and somehow like everyone dies and becomes this like weird soup, and then the only two like real people left are Asuka and Shinji, and it's like it doesn't seem like that's what he wanted at all, and like are they just supposed to build up the human race?
So I was unclear on like a number of points, like what is it that Akari wanted to accomplish, then why did Rei betray him, and what did she want to accomplish, and then did Shinji just fuck it up, or did he accomplish something that he was trying to accomplish?
Yeah, it seems like Akari was like waiting for this like the final angel to like concoct his plan of the human instrumentality project, and then in the end like he was gonna try to get Rei to do something by like reaching into her.
Yeah, he was taking out her heart.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. I don't really get the whole thing about Rei. Like, and she was like hooked up to that one machine thing. Like, we never really got what that was.
Oh yeah. Was that when they were like making new Reis or like downloading her soul into Rei?
Yeah.
So Rei is somehow created sort of out of Akari's wife's parts, or no, she died in an accident in Evangelion and sort of became fused with it.
Shinji's Evangelion. I thought you like wanted to be part of the Eva.
Like it wasn't an accident that she became part of the Eva.
I never thought it was an accident. I don't know. I thought she was like I think they used her soul or like some part of her humanness to make the Evas, but I'm not really sure how, because it seems like every time that Shinji is in the Evas, he like can sense his mom.
Yeah.
But I don't know how that happened. And I don't know if, like, somehow what you wanted was how the ending was supposed to be. Like, somehow you wanted humans to be preserved forever. And so she, like, predicted how this would end or something. Like, where Shinji is, like, forever, like, in his Eva, or like he's the last human, or if like this was just like some freak accident that because Akari messed up in the end, like what did you want in the end, really?
I guess she did want it was like a weird desire, like all the humans are dead, but then like there's one last one just coasting out forever.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess it's better than no one being left, but like a strange thing to plan for. Yeah, and I think Akari somehow wanted to, like, I think Akari got what he wanted in the final scene before somehow Shinji fucked it up. Like, they wanted, like, everyone to be connected in, like, the LCL fluid or something. Like, so, yeah, there's, like, the scene where all these people, like, have people that are important to them in their lives. Like Akari has Yui, and that assistant lady has Risato, and just everyone has, like, people from their past come up and they're like, oh wow, and then they burst into LCL, I guess symbolizing their like connection to all things. I wasn't sure, like it almost felt like the bursting into LCL was like a bad thing or something, like it was like them losing their human form and meaning, but at the same time it was like the goal of Akari that that should happen, and then like somehow Shinji rejects that and is like, no, I don't want to be with everyone. I want to be alone.
Yeah. I guess in the end, like, Shinji didn't really want to be so close to everyone else. Maybe he was just, like, still afraid in the end that he wouldn't be loved or something, and then that's why he gets punished by being the last human with Asuka or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
But it didn't seem like like this new Earth with Asuka was like filled with LCL. Somehow like the LCL just disappeared.
Oh yeah, like sorry, 1 second. Peter dead. Sorry. Oh, it looks like it's still yeah, they were in like a well of LCL and we can see like Shinji and Rei and they're like sort of human forms, I guess having sex, sort of.
Oh right.
They're not really thrusting, just inside each other. And then somehow Shinji's not excited about that for some reason.
And then nothing completes him.
Yeah, then all the LCL goes away and they're basically on some like rocks. Oh, but there's all these crosses.
Yeah. I guess to symbolize people's cross.
Oh, I didn't think about that. They're like cross to bear. Yeah. I was thinking more just like that's how they symbolize their souls or something. Oh,
yeah. The death.
Yeah, but it's the same kind of thing that happens when angels die. Like there's a huge cross, right?
In the show?
Yeah, I thought we see crosses like that a few times throughout the show, like when angels die.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe I'm making that up.
Oh, yeah. Seal also, like, makes this new Eva 2.0 and then decides to launch it after the last angel. I don't really know why they didn't do it earlier.
Oh, like those 9 Evas?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that was just something badass to put in the last episode so it wasn't all, like, high-minded metaphor that no one could understand.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I guess it took a while to... Yeah, I don't know how Seal had imbued so much of its agency into Nerve. Like,
yeah.
It seems like Akari was able to, like, do so much without them noticing. Like...
Yeah.
But then it seems like Seal itself has imbued so much of it... Has, like, received so much of its agency from, like, this one guy that we see in one scene with the pendulum behind him who's, like... This will set us back 20 years, and the world ends like 5 minutes later. So I think that guy must have put together Seal, who put together Nerve or something.
Yeah, it's all very confusing.
Yeah, that guy's got a huge pendulum in his office. It's like really dope. Yeah, it's a weird show because it feels like everything important happens in the last 4 episodes or something. Like, there's 21 episodes where. There's sort of like a formulaic, oh, a new angel appears, they defeat the angel, and you get some slice of life of Shinji, Asuka, and Rei being their weird selves.
I guess that's for, like, people to care about their character.
Yeah, I guess no one could possibly care about the movie The End of Evangelion without having watched those 21 episodes.
So the ending of the series, like, I wasn't happy with the ending because it felt like the entire show was just like it felt like Shutter Island to me. It felt like everyone was trying to get Shinji to like get out of this funk or like this depression that he had, and then like at the very end, after like building up all of this plot about the robots and Evas and aliens, finally he like gets that he's important in the world, and like all the characters are just like clapping, like I don't know, in some like therapist's room or like in my mind, like they're just like I don't know. It just seems like this whole show is just like Shinji being like very sick, like very mentally ill.
Yeah, it seems like the show is much more about Shinji's emotional journey than like the end of the world that is unfolding. But I don't know, I actually liked that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Aren't we all Shinji in our hearts?
I don't know, it's hard for me to care about Shinji, because like the whole time he's just kind of complaining.
Oh yeah.
And everyone else is like working their ass off. Like Misato.
Oh yeah.
I liked her.
Mm. Yeah, she's a pretty cool character.
I don't know. I guess like I get, like, Shinji's struggle and everything. It's just really hard for me to empathize with Shinji.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess on some level he's, like, a little piece of shit.
Did you have any, like, specific questions you wanted to go over? As I point to this whiteboard full of questions.
Oh, yeah, I just wrote down some discussion questions in case the conversation slowed down, which maybe it is now. But I think we talked about everything I wanted to talk about.
Do you think that the two endings, like, complement each other?
Yeah, they feel, like, so opposite to me. Maybe I just didn't understand the original ending, or I didn't understand the subsequent ending, but, like, yeah, I think they do complement each other very well. Like, I think, like, they sort of answer questions that the other one leaves in some sense. Like, we get a better sense of, like, what Akari was up to seeing the end of Evangelion, and a better sense of what Seal was up to. And we get some dope fight scenes with, like, the 9 new Evangelions. So I would say they complement each other pretty well, but, like, I don't know. The fact that they end on such different emotional notes also confuses me. Like, I feel like even if you tell a different story, you should, like, end on the same emotional note. But, like, I don't know. What happens to Shinji? Does he end up in heaven or hell? Which is the canonical ending. I guess I'll have to listen to some interviews with the creators.
Why did Shinji try to strangle Asuka at the end? Like, they're, like, I don't know, when Rei is done destroying the world and killing everyone, or, like, turning them into LCL or whatever, like, Shinji and Asuka are stranded on this beach and there's, like, destruction everywhere after this third impact, presumably. And he just, like, starts to strangle her, and then she puts her hand on his face, and then, like, he stops strangling her and, like, starts crying, and, like, somehow Asuka comes to and, like, says disgusting to Shinji, and that's how it ends.
Oh, like, yeah, I forgot about the strangling bit. Yeah, yeah.
There's also another scene where, like, Shinji was also strangling her.
Oh, like a flashback scene during the
like, when did that happen? I thought Asuka, like, walked away from the robot and then was just, like, found in a bathtub or something. Do you remember that? Like, she was found in some, like, crumbling building or something.
They, oh, they tried to get her. She was, like, depressed having, like, been surpassed by Shinji and synchronization, right?
Yeah,
that was sort of strange. I didn't know, like, at what point that strangling was supposed to have happened. If it was just some time in the middle of the series, or if it's, like, at the end, but right before the movie starts. It was confusing.
Yeah, it's like Shinji is taking back his independence, or, like, I don't know, like, Shinji is, like, starting to fight back. Like, I don't know, Asuka is obviously very mean to him throughout the show, like, calling him names, but, like, Asuka is basically mean to everyone. And Shinji doesn't really do anything about it. But then, like, these flashback scenes of, like, Shinji strangling Asuka and this, like, last scene of him strangling her. Like, it seems like he's actually taking control of, like, I don't know. It's, like, kind of weird because Shinji is, like, so afraid of, like, killing people and causing harm to people. But then, like, in the end, he's, like, trying to strangle her.
Yeah.
Like, he never wants to get in the Eva because he, like, doesn't want to hurt people or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then he's, like, strangling Asuka. Yeah, you're right. It does seem, like, strange, like, sort of out of character with, like, his earlier self.
Yeah. Oh yeah, nerve, the symbol for nerve, I think, is a fig, like, leaf.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like Adam and Eve or something.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I guess it's, like, kind of interesting in the end if, like, Nerve's symbol is a fig for Adam or something, and Seal's symbol is that triangle with eyes for Lilith, but in the end, Nerve has Lilith, and I don't know if Seal has Adam or whatever happened to Adam.
Yeah, this show is too confusing, actually.
Yeah.
Having had this discussion, I realized, like, I really don't understand anything, like, about the chronology or the characters or what actually happened in either of the two works.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, like, a kind of show where you just, like, want to learn more, but somehow you feel like you have to be satisfied with how the creators wanted it to end, because, like, I don't know. Like, I really want to, like, think about what they were trying to get at, but at the same time, like, all I can grasp is, like, the obvious parts about depression and, like, and I find the main plot to be so compelling and, like, interesting that I want more, but,
yeah,
you know, I just want, like, a to wrap up the plot or something to make me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to do the actual hard work of thinking about, like, what I just learned or...
Yeah, I guess we're doing that now, sort of. Yeah, there's all this, like, mythology and symbolism that, like, draws you in, but then, like, I don't know, we never really did look up who Longdick is. Sorry, Longinus, the spear of Longinus or whatever, that just gets pulled out and thrown into space.
Yeah, that's
And then
Seal's thing.
Like, why'd you do that? And Akari's like, you know, I'm in charge. Does his, like, weird glove smirk thing.
I don't get Akari. Like, we get a backstory a little bit, but it's just, like, it's, like, Yui, his wife or something. Like, somehow they get married and have kid, like, Shinji. But... like, why did she like him?
Yeah, the backstory is Akari was always the same person, actually.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, how did he get to where he is? He always seemed like a psychopath or something.
Yeah, yeah. And the way he treats Rosada's mom.
Yeah. Like, all these women are, like, flinging themselves at him. And he just, like, doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't even seem like he loved his wife. And he didn't, like, love Shinji.
Really? I think he might have orchestrated the end of the world to see his wife again, but I'm not entirely sure.
Okay, yeah, that's, like, something that I was thinking of, too. Like, mm-hmm. he wanted to do this just so he could see Yui, like, one last time.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, does he not love his son?
Yeah, I guess not. But who could love Shinji, right? Disgusting.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because, like, in the end, it seemed like Akari's plan, like, didn't really go as he wanted because Rei didn't do what he wanted her to do, but...
Because I am not you.
Yeah. Well... But, like, in the end, Shinji is, like, one of the only survivors, so somehow Akari is, like, you know, like, lived on through Shinji or something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at least he had his son, like, be able to survive even though he was treated poorly.
Yeah.
Or because he was treated poorly, Shinji decided that he wanted to live in a world where he was the only human or something.
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, yeah. So you also wrote Professor Fukuyama on there?
Oh, yeah, that,
like,
guy.
Yeah, we kind of learn about his backstory about being a doctor and, like, a professor and stuff. Like, Yui's professor. And then, like, somehow he's, like, also in charge of Nerve, but, like, more of, like, as Akari's sidekick. I don't know. Like, he seemed nicer in his backstory. And then, like, when he's working at Nerve, he just kind of does what he's told and, like, points at things to shoot. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems strange to me. Like, they seem... Fukuyama and Akari seem like they're sort of... have a lot of tension and they're not really on the same side. But then is Akari tells Fukuyama something? I guess he must tell Fukuyama his plan and it's very compelling to him. But, of course, the show doesn't tell us what Akari's plan was, so we can't really tell. But somehow Fukuyama goes from seeing Ikari as a kind of like distasteful, untrustworthy, disgusting human being to like someone that it makes sense to work with and make his dreams come true, whatever those dreams are.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ikari takes Yui's last name, right? It's Yui Ikari. And then Ikari, yeah. We never learn Ikari's original name or his first name, right? It's always just Ikari.
I think his name was like Otaru or something.
Well, I thought Otaru was the angel.
No, okay, I'm sorry. It had an O in it.
Okay, so we do learn his name.
Yeah.
Right. This is just not a big deal.
It was
deal.
Like an H or something. I don't know. But yeah, I think we knew his name. Yeah, I need to read up on the Gorin website.
Yeah, he seems like he really liked the anime because he has accumulated a vast amount of primary sources from the creators. Yeah, Gorin is a huge body of work. It's crazy. I just come across these people on the internet who seem to have done like so much. They have opinions about so many things, and all their opinions seem like more sophisticated than my average opinion. And like, how do they do it? I feel like I don't know anything. Like, I don't know.
Well, it's because you have a girlfriend, probably.
Yeah, it takes up all my time. Good thing I'm channeling this relationship into a productive thing, like things like podcasting. What could be more valuable? Anyway, I think of you more of as a co-worker at this point, as a co-host.
Co-worker?
In the studio, casting. I couldn't do it without you.
Thanks.
All right, I guess this is a good place to wrap it up. Maybe we should watch the subsequent movie films.
Yeah.
To maybe do a follow-up podcast if we understand it better. Or spend 100 hours reading what Gorin has compiled on the end.
I'll probably have more questions.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll just raise more questions than answers. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. I hope you enjoyed it.